Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we'll talk about energy management.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
For founders and startup people, but not energy in terms of like, you know, the energy that you use for your Tesla, but internal energy, like the energy you feel, the emotions you feel, the energy in your body, your mind, and your soul, whatever you want to call it. How do you manage your energy? Because we've talked about time management before. You know, there's many, many things you need to learn how to manage, but there's almost nothing I think that's more leveraged than figuring out a way to manage your internal energy and being able to live a life where you have really high energy and high quality energy throughout your day.
I'm going to start with one thing, and I'm just going to say a lot of this has to do with food.
Ooh.
Yeah. I think your mental and physical energy is impacted greatly by food and drink. So coffee, you might think it's good for you. It probably is bad for you. Food. Are you actually eating the right amount? Are you eating the right types of food for you? Are you eating at the right times? And right just means like, are you eating too much too? You know, Are you eating like all the right food? I'm not saying there's a diet I suggest, although I probably could recommend a diet or two, whatever. But what I'm suggesting is, do you know the exact food requirements that give you the maximum amount of energy? And I would argue that most of the time, people have no idea about how what they intake impacts them based on energy. And founders have a horrible time with that. And yeah, I mean, you can probably get on a Soylent diet and hack the problem like many founders probably want to. But I'm going to throw down and say, I think food and drink has more to do with it than we believe. And I'll say one last thing about it before you probably like shut me down, but alcohol is a poison. Just look it up.
Okay. All right. Well, you have to let's step back and talk. Alcohol is a poison, but also alcohol, how does it affect your energy? Because I don't think anybody can disagree with like alcohol is not good for you. There's some people that have learned the whole like drinking one glass of wine is really good for you, but I heard conflicting stories on this. Like some of the things that are good in that glass of wine, you could get like a 10 times the doses if you eat an apple or something like that. So that I'm not sure on any of the science or research on any of this.
But my point is just that alcohol is a poison. Like it's a poison. Like that's what it is, you know, by definition, it's something that your body doesn't need basically.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I mean. And if you think about other things like that and you put that perspective on it and just start realizing what you're consuming, I think you will figure out what gives you energy, what doesn't. Alcohol does not give anyone energy. And I'm not yet even on caffeine and coffee, you know, and that one, which like I cannot argue. It gives you energy. Yes.
Yes.
Does it give you sustainable energy? Do you get addicted to it? I mean, there's all kinds of questions. And I don't want to derail this and talk about food and drink.
Yep.
I just want for everyone listening to think about what they're consuming and how it impacts their energy and emotion.
I love that, and I think it's indisputable, right? The things that you fuel your body with will impact the type of energy you give your body. Food is energy, right? It's translated into energy in your body. And if you consume things with low nutrients, if you consume a lot of like artificial shit, if you consume things high level of carbs or sugar or even caffeine, the quality of energy you're getting out of that food will vary widely. So I think one thing that's kind of a fun experiment to suggest here is for people to actually not track what they're eating, but to track how they're feeling an hour later after they've consumed something, right? How do you feel an hour after your lunch? How do you feel an hour after your breakfast? How do you feel an hour after your dinner? Like, that's a really good indicator to me. Like, not immediately after what I eat, I know how I feel. But an hour later, I can kind of sense if what I consumed was good energy and is fueling me with a sustained high quality level of energy, or if it was just a quick high and I'm crashing, or if it just was too much and I'm like slowing down. All right. So that's on the food and drink. And I think this leads to another thing, which is an interesting question. to consider when it comes to energy, which is quality of energy, right? You said sustained energy when it came to caffeine, because you can, it's undisputable, you consume caffeine, usually a normal human body will react with like feeling a higher sense of energy and alertness. But the question is that a jittery energy? Is it a sustaining energy, kind of high, what I would call high quality energy? Or is this the kind of energy that you get, same when you consume a ton of sugar, like you get the sugar high? It's also energy. It's just not good quality energy. It's too much energy. It's too overwhelming. It's too jittery. It doesn't allow you really to focus. And it comes with a crash attached, which is really, really bad. So food is a big thing, right? Okay. Next thing that's really big that I'll throw out there, and this is something the two of us, this is one of the many reasons why we love each other, because we're so aligned on this. People. Yep. People, right? Who are the people in your life that give you energy? Who are the people that cost you energy? And if you have to do a lot with people that are draining you of energy, it will impact your day. It will impact your productivity. You can't have you can't have an argument with your significant other or with some family member or some friend or so your co-founder, and then afterwards expect to do your best work, right? Most of the times, these kind of arguments and conflicts and misalignments will drain you of energy. And one of the reasons I love to talk to you, Heaton, and why we've been doing this for now almost 300 episodes is because when we talk at the end of us recording the podcast, I feel more energy than at the beginning, right? It's one of the main reasons why for 3 years we've been having an ongoing conversation every Friday for 1 hour is because at the end we feel better than at the beginning. Right? That makes a huge difference.
That's the key.
So who gives you energy? Spend more time with the people that give you energy, that supply you energy and passion for life, and cut people out of your life that drain you of energy.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, look, between food, drink, and people, what more is there?
Well, I'll throw out, there's two more things that I can think of. One is the type of activity, like there's activities that doesn't even really include people. There's certain activities that drain me of energy and other activities give me energy, right? Reading a great book, I love it. It gives me energy, gives me inspiration. Filling out my tax returns drains me of energy, right? Doesn't really make me that excited, make me feel better afterwards. Even quantity of activity, right? If I work out for an hour, I would usually feel great for the rest of the day. I've overdone it at times where I've worked like out for 2.5 hours, and then I felt like shit for the rest of the day. Or television is a great thing. I love some TV shows. I love watching movies. If I watch an hour of television at the end of the day and I stop right there, I feel pretty good. I feel rested. But if I get into the binge-watching mode and I go from like one episode to watching 3 hours of television, I'm a zombie. I feel terrible. I'm exhausted. So I think quantity of the activity and what kind of activity you're involved with, that can also, that there are activities that will give you energy and certain activities that will drain you of energy. And also those activities, not all of them you can do in endless quantities. Like you have to be aware of that as well, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, there's, it's just so simple, right? If you start thinking through this, right, and think about like what gives you energy and what doesn't. And so I'm going to go into the tips and just say that the tip I have, probably stealing yours, Steli, is that start recognizing. And I know you said after you eat an hour, I'm thinking that it's more like right away, what gives you energy, what doesn't. And right away after it, can you figure it out? After you meet with someone, after you do a certain type of work, after you even text with someone, like just start recognizing it. My number one tip is just recognize your energy level. Is it higher or lower than when you started an activity, a meeting, even a conversation on text or whatever?
I love it. All right. So my tip has to do with rest. When you rest, ask yourself, are you truly resting? I brought up the television example where people, you know, at the end of the day, they're exhausted. They just want to be vegetables on the couch and just Netflix